See, this is what I'm talking about. This is this is my kind of music.
Riding into the sunset with your lover.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She looking good.
You know.
You looking good.
Yeah.
The music is together.
With that, with the CMMC.
MCC.
With the MCC.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yo, I need to get this thing right, bruh.
That too.
And I just spoiled the mood. You know that romantic moment when things are happening.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean.
And then you just make like you say the weirdest thing.
And it's like
wait. The music is like screw, 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 screw.
Oh! You accidentally added a weird song to the playlist because that's what a real gentleman does.
Uh-huh.
You prepare the playlist. You know, in case you guys don't know how we roll.
In case
you prepare the playlist, right? And okay. then you add and you by accident added a weird song, maybe like some Sister Bettina Hudeo, I don't
all
know,
right.
You know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So now there's some Ian Lovely playing there. You know what I mean? There's some Zen Soul that's playing there. And the next thing is just Sister Bettina.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Vasifun.
Okay, Sister Bettina, yes. Wait, the other one. Stimela.
No. And the weird thing would be if she starts reacting to it, like, oh, that's my song. This date is over. Yeah. Done.
But wait, whose fault is it?
It's my fault.
Thank you.
But then at least my fault unearthed the fact that maybe me and you, we are not.
Can we redo this?
Yeah. Redo what?
Like, recreate the scene?
Must recreate the whole scene.
Most.
I'm tired now, bruh.
Because you know why he's saying that? Because he spoiled the mood.
Because I am.
It's the fact that you don't get the fact that. And then you spoil the mood. I'm like, you just spoiled our mood.
It's 8:43, actually 48 right now. What am I saying?
Yeah.
On Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We are celebrating us. We are celebrating you.
Yeah.
We're celebrating the person right next to you that you see right now in the taxi, the car that's driving past you right now on the highway. We're celebrating this continent and its people, Africa.
Mm.
And we've been having conversations with different Africans right throughout the show. We had one with Osi Tatle from Zimbabwe, a songstress. And then today we're going to speak to a radio personality, a man that understands what it means to be on this side of the mic, all right?
Mm.
He right now is currently with Mix 93.8 FM,
yeah.
The community radio station broadcasting from Gauteng, that's Joburg in South Africa, but at some point also did lunchtime radio in Namibia with Campus Radio, UNAM Radio, as well as Radio Energy. Can we please round of applause for Abudi Bernath Kuokman? Good morning, Bernath.
Wow, what a welcome, what a morning. I think my morning has just been made. And also hearing Shaquan's voice.
Hello, hello.
One of the hottest women currently. Hey, how are you guys, man?
What he said, I'm good, how have you been?
No, I've been good. Good morning, NSK.
Yes, no, NSK is just a little bit too excited this morning to actually have you on. He's like here just smiling teeth to teeth.
No, man, it's really a beautiful reunion here.
Yeah.
Simply because, you know, our foundation is literally one foundation here.
Come on.
You know, Bernath. But Bernath, I have to start off by first asking, please explain to us, really, South Africa and Namibia Deng Van Yo. Like,
how did that cocktail come about?
Where did that cocktail come about? Which part of the family?
Well, dad, South African, mom, Namibian, raised Namibian, grew up Namibian, proudly Namibian, wear the flag everywhere I go. So 12 years ago, I just decided to pack my bags and seek greener ventures in my paternal country.
Mm.
And that's how we are where we are now. And Johannesburg has been my little jungle, and I've made it a home, and one of the best decisions I could make for myself 12 years ago. So that's how it came about. And I mean, holidays were always spent in South Africa, Upington, where we come from.
Hmm.
And I think half of Namibia comes from Upington. So, that's pretty much how it came about.
I mean, the debate with Upington, with Springbok, and all the little towns there, that should have been Namibia. You'll have yet to all yourself. That should have been Namibia. Those are our towns.
those literally are towns. And also, I mean, if you drive through even Springbok,
yeah,
you see so much of Namibia. You see so much
absolutely,
of
it's very
people,
true.
You see so much of the country. So it's just a little extension of South Africa. And I mean, you know, at some point, and what most South Africans don't even know is that Namibia was part of South Africa. But sometimes they still ask you, oh, where's Namibia? And then you just show them your hand and you say, look, this is what our country looks like and this is where we are.
Mm.
And in your history, you've learned it, but yet you're being ignorant about it.
I was literally about to say that. Yes, like it's
yeah,
in their history books.
Yeah, it's so nice to just educate them on Namibia and what amazing things have happened in Namibia. And our dry desert, as it's being called of late.
That's a dry. No, she must fall back. Okay. Now, Bernith, maybe just to jump right into the conversation as to pertaining to Africa Day that we are celebrating today. Obviously, we understand now where the beautiful cocktail comes from, but that you are still Namibian at heart. What is it that you, because you said that you packed your bags around about 12 years ago to go to that side, right? But what is the one thing that you miss the most about Namibia?
Guys, the people, the friends, I think there's too many things to mention, Shaquan.
Okay.
Firstly, it's the people, like the warmness. I mean, Johannesburg is not as warm as Windhoek, for instance. So firstly, the people, the warmness, the welcomeness of Namibia. Guys, small things like top four, Oshikandela. Oh.
Man,
you guys have it so much better. So I don't eat red meat, so I wouldn't. But for me, kapana was never a thing.
All right.
But I've taken both something like biltong. When I go and visit a movie, I take biltong back here, and so many times they appreciate our meat. They love our meat. And Shaquan again, kapana. Because some of them, and even that Bonang that has gone to Namibia so many times, I've had our kapana and loved it. Yet he calls our desert a dry desert. So those are really the things, my guy. The warm-heartedness of Namibia, she's beautiful, she's welcoming, she's amazing. I really miss her. But, you know, opportunity knocked and I opened the door, and that's why I am here today.
Yeah, absolutely.
We asked this question, Bernard, because you see, if it's one thing that our powers that be, the political willpower, the conversations behind the closed doors are that of what are we doing with our borders? You know what I mean? What are we doing with making traveling a bit lighter? Because, you know, Namibia and Botswana recently agreed that, listen, from this point onwards, we only going to, you know, we will not require visas or passports. You know what I mean? You can simply travel with your ID.
Yeah.
Are these the type of agreements that we need to look at, or maybe at least start with Southern Africa and then we spread that goodwill to the rest of Africa?
I think, in this case, it's a very important conversation to have, and especially also one of my other jobs that I had was working with the international office at the University of Johannesburg. And in our international office, we also tried to, and South Africans are very ignorant. They don't know what a passport is. They don't know what traveling is. They don't know all of these things. So us as Namibians are go and explore their countries. We have so much better at back at home, and we are exposed to so much better. But coming back to just traveling and opening the borders, yes, it's a definite. Because now it will be easier access, it's easier to go, because also now a passport is like 600 rand here. And that's a lot of money for most people to afford. And
yeah,
then on top of that, traveling in Africa is very expensive. You know, I could go to Europe for some of the money. Or
they say half the price for most of the part. Most of the time,
so traveling within Africa is personally very expensive. It's very expensive. So these are conversations that we need to have to see how we can make it accessible for everybody. So the same person that goes and works as a helper or works as a security guard would also be able to have access to be able to travel. And a simple place like Botswana, that's about, 4 hours away from Namibia, you know, they can get onto a bus and quickly get to Botswana or go from Kobabas and quickly travel to Botswana. So it's really something that we should look in. And just recently a friend from Namibia visited and I saw the new ID. It's amazing. I still have my ID from 1905.
I need to go update mine.
So just that QR code alone, you know, and even just something as an ID, as simple as an ID. Namibia is so advanced and so ahead of even South Africa, because we still have the DOMPA system. We've just recently gotten the normal ID that Namibia has had, for years, you know, the card. So, and for me, I've always said, you know, until such a time they phase out the big ID book that we have, I will only then get an ID. But Namibia has been there, Namibia has been on the forefront.
Very,
so I think a small country like Namibia could come and make this a better thing. You know, they can show Africa that, no, this is how we're doing it. And I think this bilateral agreement between Botswana and Namibia, it's in an advanced stage as well. No other African country has done
it. Has done it before, yeah.
Has,
absolutely. That's so a really good point, Manela.
Something as small as our driver's license is plastic, guys. Mm. It's plastic. You can break it now and cut it up. So Namibia has been doing great things, and I think she should take the stand to start this. You should take the stand to say, look, I'm a small little desert country, a dry desert country, but I'm advanced.
You don't want to let it go, do you?
He doesn't want to let it go. That's the third time.
No, there's an uproar on social media about her comments. So we absolutely understand. So, Bernard, we're running a little bit out of time. And honestly, you did raise valid points. I think even the one thing that really stood out for me is the fact that, you know, a lot of people actually don't know that even traveling like to Europe and so forth is actually much cheaper than traveling in the African continent. And shouldn't be that way. We should be, you know, big on making it accessible for people to actually travel domestically, if you will. But maybe just run it off right now, since we are celebrating Africa Day. What would you say makes you proudly African, if you had to sum it up for us very quickly?
You know, to having traveled also a bit, just being able to have access to everything that everybody in the world has.
All right.
And going out there, and like technology, for instance, going out there and being able to sit in rooms and be able to discuss these things with ignorant people that you would think is, you know, they've got everything ahead of them, and they've got the internet at their disposal, they've learned all these things before us. Yet, as an African, we are so advanced. So it makes me proud to be African, to be educated, you know. I think education is something that we carry very well. And people always think of us that, no, these little desert monkeys, they don't know anything. But yet, we are so well-educated and so well-spoken for the rest of the world. Mm. So, viva Africa, and I'll always be proud African, and I'll always be proud of Namibian, and I'll always carry those the flag around, and I'll always be the best ambassador I can be for my country and for my people.
Yeah. All fantastic. Right, cool.
Thank you so much, Bernard Quitman. Mm. We really appreciate you. And I mean, you know, you're a friend of the brand. You are
absolutely.
Like,
I don't even need to say,
Komastako, when you get to Namibia, please,
we
will
know.
See each other sharp.
Absolutely. And also, Bernard, maybe before you go.
Thanks a lot, guys, man.
Yes, before you go, just wanted to remind you honestly and reaffirm that don't let anybody bring you down. Mofetana, because you understand how beautiful our land is. We're definitely not just one big desert. So there's more to it. But I would love for you to keep this energy in different spaces as well. When you get them, just let them know. Nia, don't believe those words.
That's
a belief. No, guys. Look, I think there's so many people, and so many of my friends have visited Namibia as well.
Yeah.
So her opinion really doesn't matter. And even after the show, having conversations just in and around even our radio station.
Yeah.
People laugh at it, and so Namibia is really protected in this regard, because people have traveled and people have seen our dry desert and they see the beauty in it, you know. Mm. I've got friends going down now in their Porsches to Namibia, to our dry desert, to see what is happening there in the dry desert in August. So
yeah,
here we go.
All right, cool. Bye, Anki Bennett. You have yourself a fantastic Africa Day.
You're welcome, man.
And yes, and we'll keep chatting, Buta.
All right, cheers, buddy.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever.